showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural to mother's love.
I tell you all the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now, will I ever learn? I don't know how, but when you suddenly lick my face,
you run away and I start to chase.
Yes, it's strange, I want to sit in your bath.
Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath.
Whoa, whoa, Mamma Mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no it doesn't suck. Mamma Mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck. Yes, from that gross colonic.
And that commercial for a Sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Y'all, it's smothered. I just yelled at Poodle, save it, because he started talking and it was
screamed, save it at me like a child that is like, or like a chimpanzee that's just going to jabber on and on and ruin everything.
I did.
I love being respected that way.
You're welcome. You know, sometimes I just got to keep you in line, you know. It's
this
like a horse. You got to put the blinders on him sometimes. Go this way.
I feel so bad for them. I've talked
for
about
horses?
That. Yes, when they have to put the blinders on.
Why?
They can't see the world.
Is it bad for them?
Well, it's
I'm genuinely asking.
It's
I don't know.
They only go in one direction when you put blinders on them.
I think I need blinders.
Me too.
Me too.
I need dick blinders.
It's true.
I swear to God.
Oh,
y'all, this is Smothered. This is Reality Gaze, XXXtra.
Season 3, episode 8.
Episode 1.
No boundaries.
Episode 3.
What did I?
I said episode 1, you said episode 8.
It's season 3, episode 3, no boundaries.
No boundaries. And I just want to take issue because everyone in this episode is trying to set a boundary. They just can't.
You think Dawn and Cher had boundaries?
No, Cher is trying to set a boundary.
But then she goes to her mother's bedroom to go lingerie shopping.
With lingerie that her mother has worn on her hoo-hoo.
And some of it I wanted.
So, you know, maybe this is being gay, but I don't understand lingerie. Like, you're wearing it for maybe 15 seconds.
That's so weird to me because you are so part of the, you love, it's weird. You're very romantic, but you don't love foreplay. Where I like
foreplay. No, I like foreplay. I don't need to be wearing clothes.
How long can you have foreplay for? Because I can have foreplay for like an hour.
I can do that, but we can't have clothes on.
10 minutes.
The clothes usually come off as soon as they're in my bedroom.
When are you? I need to know what minute mark are you starting to yell, muffled in a pillow, ram it in me?
For your information, that's like at the 30-minute mark.
Okay.
But no, I'm saying to me, it's the clothes thing about it. Foreplay has nothing to do with it. It's the wearing clothes.
Oh, you, not me. Oh, I love it. I don't like role playing outfits. Like I once had this, maybe this is why I've never had sex with another Australian man. He ruined it for me. He showed up and this was a hookup and I had no idea. And again, y'all, he told me he was a verse top and I knew that was probably going to be the I was younger then. Now, you don't come over unless
you... That means they're a squealing bottom.
But yep. You don't come over now unless you say dom top. Then I'm like, great. Well, now I have a boyfriend. But still. So, he shows up and he is dressed in a total schoolboy outfit in knickers and everything.
Wow.
And he answered the door and he goes... Hello, teacher. And I'm like,
I would not know what to do.
I sent him, I started laughing. I said, this isn't going to happen.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong address.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm like, this is not going to work for me.
I'm going to need your pen, please, to your card, though.
Your pen, please.
Go away.
But I'm going to give you an Uber code. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy the little dress up, just not necessarily role play, but dress
I've done
up.
Role play. Dress up. Clothes don't interest me when fucking. I mean, honestly.
If somebody wore like, like those colonial like breeches with those tights and those black shoes.
No, ooh, I can't wait to take them off. But that's the thing.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, I just don't get, I understand that like you're going to wear it for them, but I guess it's because I've been so overly sexualized with men who wear, there's nothing to wear with men.
There is male, you know, I'm kind of
there's
jealous.
Male lingerie, but it's like international male.
But it's also, I mean, there's like, y'all, women get beautiful things that are intricate and made. We get jock straps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we get, jock straps that
I'm
say.
Saying, you can see nasty pig. You can see everything. So maybe yes. As a gay man, the concept of lingerie is lost on me.
Or like leather things that are hot and sweaty.
Oh, I have.
I've never worn one. It
someone,
just looks gross.
Someone put a harness on me once.
Good for
it
you.
It was so uncomfortable.
I've never had a harness on.
No, I will
be in a harness now.
I will say.
Did they put blinders on you?
I was like, I will say, when a guy wore a harness one time with me, I could hold on to it.
And you liked that.
So I liked having handles. People should come with handles.
Yeah. I do. They're called love handles, but no one holds on to them.
Because they go goosh, goosh in your hands.
They're squishy. And they go,
whoop.
You grab them.
And you do not love them.
They're not sexual at all. We need to move on.
I'm uncomfortable.
Y'all. So we're smothered. See, I don't think we have too many. We don't have too many announcements. We just want to let y'all know that Extreme Sisters ended. We are going to be doing You, Me, and My Ex on the $8. Don't pull over / quickly becoming known as
cringe
the cringe
TV.
Tier.
Cringe tier. We are your place for cringe TV TM. Whether it's pig shows, shows about people who don't know how to relate to their sisters or their mothers, or have comfortable problems with their exes, yeah, or multiple children who are blonde, all yes of it. And I'm having to take acid reflux meds.
It's true. We want to remind you, too, we don't need to go through all the shows because we've done that, I think, already enough this week. But we do, y'all, we've changed the Bi-Curious format. The Bi-Curious is now on the $5 tier, and we're going to give you every month 2, 3, or 4 choices to choose from, and you vote. So you should have received that
check
email.
Check out the poll that'll list three shows. They're basically, it's just the Too Large, Family Karma, or So Freaking Cheap.
So we'll make a decision about that.
Soon, probably by this weekend.
Yeah, so be sure to vote if you haven't done that, and we'll choose that. And now, and the Bi-Curious is now at the $5 level, which y'all have because y'all are $8 level. But
the love around.
Spread the love. If you, for some reason, join the $8 tier for the Bi-Curious, and that's all you're
that's
here
what
for,
I put in the poll.
You can get a refund.
Message
just let us know.
Me on Patreon, and I will take care of you.
Yep. There you
go. Not in a sexual way.
No, he won't. I don't want to get sued. Not in the way that Dawn is taking care of Cher.
No, y'all. This episode, and you had a reaction to this, but this episode is called No Boundaries, and I agree that that should be the tagline of Smothered.
Yes,
Of all these shows, no one has a boundary.
Or my father. Don't get me started today.
Oh, no home health minutes, please.
Oh, he told the nurse, the OT nurse, all about my brother's financial problems. Everything
oh my God. When I go with my mother, this is like it's not the highlight of her year, but she loves to take me shopping and buy me things and kind of micromanage me. And I still come out of the dressing room and she's like, oh, I like that. It's still everything you can do with your gay son as a mother.
That she really wanted for her daughter.
That she wanted for her daughter that she can do with her gay son. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she, and I'll hear her in the dressing room. Yeah, my son's home from Los Angeles. You know, never gets to see his mother. And I'm just here. I guess I can go out and take him. You know, he lives there, and I worry about him sometimes. And blah blah blah. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. No one gives a shit about this.
When you
they're
go
just
home
trying
now
to fucking make commission.
They are. She's gonna go home, and she's gonna say, he does a podcast. Oh, don't know what that is. hope it's not pornographic.
Supposedly, they have something called Cameo, and I think drugs are involved.
They talk about me too because I'm just such a bad mother.
They talk about me and they make fun of me, and I'm sure they make fun of me. I'm just a butt of their jokes.
That is, yes. That was my father all today.
My mother anyway. Does somehow think that whenever she thinks something's crooked, she's like, sounds like drugs are involved.
That's what she thinks.
Anytime there's like a crime in South Carolina, she's like, wouldn't surprise me if meth was involved.
Well, I think your mother would think Dawn is high because if she saw a mother encourage her daughter to fuck her husband so much, it would probably
say, what is wrong with her?
Y'all, they're there. First of all, they're dressed up like triplets. They're already dressing the daughter up in the same outfits as them. And yeah. I agree with Poodle. It makes me so happy that their daughter looks exactly like Jared.
Yeah.
Like blue Jared. Eyes, Jared. Like y'all, brown eyes are usually dominant. Blue eyes are the recessive gene. No, God says, "Ooh, I'm gonna fuck with her," and he made this baby look just
Girl,
like Jared.
We gonna have ourselves some fun. Oh,
you know what I hope happens? Because it probably will be for the best. I hope Cher, they have a son that looks just like them, and it's a gay son. Because I think Dawn and Cher would be great gay son parents.
No, they would. They would. So she's basically saying things like, I'm curious, you know, what do you do about time? When do you have sex?
When do you have sex, Jared? When do you have sex? And Cher's like, oh, Mom,
it's mortified as normal.
Mortified. She's like, but everyone's having sex. And so
I will say Cher does say she addresses her mother. She's like, Mom, don't talk about sex with my husband, especially when he's sitting right there. So at least unlike Extreme Sisters or Rakia and Carla.
Uh-huh.
Rakia doesn't even try to check her mother
at
all.
No, she
and
does not.
So I will say.
Yeah, good on Cher. Good on
not
Cher.
Not to give Cher a lot of credit, but she is trying to set a boundary with her mother.
She is. And even Jared, says, well, she's not wrong. Y'all, because even if it's uncomfortable, if a man's not having enough sex, they're going to tell you.
Yeah. I liked it when she said, she's like, you take him out to a nice dinner. You're going to go and you're going to have a sexy time with him. I can sit in the corner, eyes wide shut style, and watch him plunging in and out of you.
Oh, yeah, you could sit in the baby seat.
Oh, I love the baby seat.
This just became Grey Gardens, and we're sorry, but it did.
In my fantasy, Dawn is staring through the keyhole as Jared bangs the shit out of Cher.
Jared to the right. She likes it more to the right.
Exactly. Jared, your angle's all wrong.
Jared, I know because the vagina looks just like mine. We're twins. We're twins vaginas.
So comes out that Dawn says, she doesn't mind having another grandbaby. And that's what this is about.
I also think that it's also part of control for Dawn a little bit. That in a way where she can kind of control her daughter's pleasure in a way, which is fucked up a little bit. But they wouldn't see it as that.
You know what? I actually think it comes from a really good place. I think
this is one of the healthier mother-daughter couples.
Oh, for sure. I think it comes from a place of and a respect to Dawn and to Cher, and that she's doing what most mothers do in this country. She is raising this child all by herself. Her husband is...
Well, let's not go that far.
Dawn said... Jared is there. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like she's not having a nanny.
Right.
She's doing all this. Okay. That's what I meant by that.
She doesn't have help. No, she doesn't have
Jared
babysitters.
Jared is in medical school. He is getting.
No, he's not in medical school. He's practicing.
Oh, he's in residency. He is gone a lot. He's gone a lot. He's busy a lot. He's tired. And I think Don is right. And Don was married. Remember, Cher's dad is a doctor.
Yes.
So Don remembers what this is like.
I do not argue with you that it's coming from a good place. I just think it feels a little bit like Don has controlled most of Cher's life. And I think that feels comfortable.
I think it's all of it. Yes. And that I think it's yes. But I think that it's not, go ahead.
This is where I think the control comes in. She bought her lingerie. That's come on.
So, okay. So we've talked about this before. You and I think that's real. What couple was it where the mom went lingerie shopping? What was that?
Was it
a 90 Day Fiance? Rebecca went lingerie shopping with her daughter. Remember that?
That's very different to go shopping and then to buy it for them. It's very different. That's what I see them as very different.
Your mother's never bought you underwear?
When she has, it's been awful.
I brought that up because I remember one home food. He was when like, my mother bought me underwear and it was horrible.
When she has.
There wasn't a hole in the butt or anything.
It looked like there weren't bananas or eggplants on it or call me or anything like that on it.
Bloodiest underwear. Which is ironic to me because I think you would get into male lingerie, but whatever.
No, here's the thing. When all someone has to say is, ooh, cute underwear. And then then they come off. I'm ready to get them off.
Wow.
They're just an impediment to fucking for me.
But it is weird that she bought.
I need to process that.
Yeah. I just was kind of moving on. It is weird. It's not the. Yes, it's buying the lingerie, but maybe this is a mother-daughter thing we are just not privy to, so come at us. But it's the fact that, the mother is seeing her daughter in a sexualized light, but that's different. Like, parents maybe buy their kids birth control, but that's a totally different thing.
No, but this is, because this is being filmed, it's magnified 10 times and it's very theatrical. I also want to say when she says, she's like, but I have some other pieces. She's like, wait, Cher says, wait, hand me down lingerie. That's when Jared goes, okay, I'm out.
So Jared's like, all right.
In other words, lingerie that my mother-in-law has worn. No,
she's
thanks.
Like, no, it's going to be fun. You're going to put music on. You're going to order pepperoni pizza. And you're going to take that pizza oil and you're going to drip it down your face. And you're going to go, how? And then you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And
you're going to use the pizza oil as lube.
And then he's going to motorboat you and you're going to say, pizza, pizza.
And he's going to give me a second grandbaby.
We're not talking about Kathy and Christina yet, but we're going to get to pizza.
No, we're going to get there. I got a sausage guy.
Save it. You know what? I said we weren't going to do a reality game theater.
Joy.
We are going to do a theater. Get the fuck ready.
They were pure. I must say, say what you want to about Kathy and Christina, and especially about Kathy's politics, if you know anything about it, but God damn, they are pure fucking joy.
This was like, I didn't know if I was watching a reality show or a Carol Burnett sketch. It was great.
I do want to say at the end of this that there is this kind of lingerie palooza.
Can we talk about the fashion show of Dawn?
Much lingerie.
That white, tell me you, if you can say in all honesty that you did not want to wear this, then I will eat this plastic cup.
Well, get ready. Get a knife and a fork because I'm just not into male lingerie.
That 70s Margaret.
Anne Margaret
white now, robe. You're telling me you
don't
want to wear that?
As a costume, yes, but not as sexual foreplay.
It doesn't matter. It's now, the same. It's the same thing for you because I've done theater shows with Jake, and he usually ends up going out and fucking.
I will say, for me, a theater show is sexual foreplay. I pick out usually an audience patron
or audience patron or one of the band members. It's usually a guitarist a guitarist or a drummer. He's got eyes on him the whole time.
I'm a fucking snake, y'all. I'm just like going.
And the next thing you know, he's at Formosa Cafe in an Ursula the Sea Bitch costume making out with some guy on the bar.
We need to move on.
Okay.
It's too true.
So the chair brings up the end. She's like, I know I just got here, Mom, but I don't want to go back. And Dawn's like, well, why can't you
stay, Mom? You can stay here in Florida.
And she's like, but she talks about, I don't know if it's fair to ask that of Jared. He's working so much, but having you to be here for help,
it's would not. Be great. But it's not okay. This is actually the same plot point we've seen before on their seasons.
I mean, I think it's okay maybe if they go for like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month, like to just go, hey, your mom was far away, like go spend time with the baby. But the baby is so young and so many things happen.
The thing is, it hasn't been agreed upon. That's the problem. Exactly. If they talked about, now maybe it has been, and this is production showing us that to us. I wrote down, they are basically saying, so I got a plan. We're going to make this happen. You're going to have him. He's a man will do anything you want for food or sex. And they're like, they're basically tricking Jared into having sex with her. And I wrote, is this an I Love Lucy episode?
It is. They are very Ethel and Lucy. Plot.
So when Ricky comes in wearing the like fruit hat, then you know you're gonna go able to, and when Ethel comes in wearing the barrel, you know that's when you're gonna have sex with them. Jared!
I will say, I think Dawn, and this is all I have, but I kind of a final thought is, I think Dawn wants Jared to have a positive connotation with Florida, too. So yeah. I think she wants him to fuck and like, oh, it's fun, it's a holiday, let's move there.
No, I think Dawn is pretty shrewd about, yeah, even though she's acting like a dingbat. She's not dumb. Yeah. Shall we move on to
Jason? Idiot.
Our favorite intergalactic pair of cocktail waitresses. Wing, 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 wing. I swear to God, if this droid stiffs me for another space buck, I've been on this shift for 4 eons now.
Yeah, me too, Patty.
I just can't wait to go to Tatooine for the weekend.
Can't wait. Y'all.
Boba Fett's promising me to take me to his cabin.
So, Sun, he, and Angelica.
The cocktail waitress bit always makes you laugh. It's so stupid.
And so true.
I know.
Okay, I will say, I guess Sun, he's wearing wigs.
This is a wig.
Well, not this is a wig. These are wigs because the hair.
Angelica's also wearing a wig.
The hair continuity doesn't make sense.
No, it's never made sense, sweetie. Through 3 seasons.
I feel like in the season where she had blue hair, it was the same all season.
It was, but they were all wigs.
Now it's black, then it's purple. Like, I don't know what's happening. So, y'all, they're relieved that everyone's gone. And soon they can't believe that Jason's mom might move to Las Vegas.
And Son, he says, I have concerns,
about
moving in with Jason.
If his mom moves in, then where are we all going to
where
fit
in? Where
are
we all going to stay? Bond villain.
And then I thought, wait a minute. Soon he is pregnant and she still doesn't live with
Angelica.
Jason. Or Angelica is pregnant and she doesn't live with Jason?
I think they're in the middle of moving.
But y'all, it's been a while. Like, that's weird to me. You think if you're pregnant, you want to live with someone but she still lives in a separate place with her mother.
This is Sunny and Angelica.
But that in itself is fucked up.
I agree, but you know these two.
I know, but it's fucked up. Meanwhile, Sunhee is saying, I love this place. It's perfect for us. I get to have my space. You have this space. I just wish we all lived here and Jason could come visit anytime he wanted to.
That tells you to further the intergalactic cocktail waitresses. Sunhee lives on Endor, which is way out here. and everyone else lives on Earth. Because she thinks that Jason is going to come and visit his child.
Again, with them, where are the boundaries? Now, this is no boundaries.
These are no boundaries.
These are no boundaries.
And Angelica likes it that way.
She likes it. Angelica or Sunhee? Really, both of them.
Angelica, because she won't set boundaries with her mom.
No, she won't set boundaries that much. She won't set boundaries with Jason either, because they go over to Jason. Because then we find out, the reason she's not living over there is because Jason's a hoarder.
He's a hoarder. Now, I will say, this is not – he is a hoarder. This is not hoarders level A&E, dead cat, feces, diapers. But there are also lots of piles.
Lots of piles, several couches. And not like a couch and a love seat, but like two big
– mixed big and matched.
Couch. It makes
no
sense.
He has a problem getting rid of things.
I will say, you know what I'm going to say? Maybe we haven't talked about this a lot. I know we talk about how kind of crazy Sunhee and Angelica are. I think Jason's really weird too.
I think he's not normal.
I think they're all kind of just odd. And so they're over here and Jason, Sunhee's like freaking out because they're like, how can we bring this baby in a dirty house? And
Did you hear Sunhee say, I'm completely, she said she was trying to say appalled, but something either happened with editing and she was like, I'm completely appog.
She did say appog.
And I kept saying, and I rewound it twice. She's like, I'm just completely appog.
Appog. And she's, it really is fitting. She's walking around with the cane. And I know that's for her stability, but that is suits
this
her brain.
Is a vanity cane? Because it is the ultimate villain prop.
It's perfect.
You're just twirling your cane. I might say that this is a vanity cane.
I'm all about her having a vanity cane.
It does give her a certain stature, and I've often wished I could have a vanity cane just out.
You could get one, but you would lose it because you'd forget it.
I would forget it.
You'd leave it at Rite Aid.
Leave it at Rite
Aid. That's what Poodle would do, y'all.
I did write down, does Sunhee need a cane?
I'm laughing so hard because he would say, I'll be like, why are you in the parking? I'm sorry, I left my vanity cane at Rite Aid.
I wrote down, does Sunhee need a cane or is this just an evil prop?
We don't know.
Apparently, according to Sunhee, she says Jason had a rat infestation. And he says that a rat came in through the doggy door, the cat door, and got into his pantry, and she blew it out of consideration. So anyway, they're walking around. He's like, so this is going to be my mom's room. And Sunhee says, no, it's not, without dropping a beat.
And she says, this is my room that
this
you promised me.
This is my room.
And Jason said, no, my mom's going to live here. It's my house. She's going to stay in this room.
And she's my mother, and she's going to stay here, and you're going to stay in the nursery
with the baby. I thought you would like that. And
I went, oh my God, oh snap. Y'all, Sunhee finally had someone actually come for her. And I lost it.
Because here's the deal. I don't know. Angelica, it's going to take a lot more of Sunhee to break up their marriage. But right now, with her having a baby, Angelica's going to want to live with Jason. She's going to want to live with her fiance, future husband.
That's why Sunhee's met her match.
And
because
Sunhee, her match is that baby.
Yep.
But eventually, mark my words, y'all. She will break up this marriage.
She will.
And she will break up this marriage.
Have you seen that baby? The baby's gorgeous, you guys.
Spoiler alert. The baby makes it, which is a good spoiler alert. That's a good spoiler.
Wait, you just said spoiler alert that the baby doesn't die.
Well, no, because that's kind of what they leave this episode with. Is
listen,
that
y'all, unless it's a really terrible season, the baby doesn't die on television.
That's true. That's true. So, because we find out, y'all, she has preeclampsia, and it is a scary
preeclampsia.
Yes, that's what us. Gary, roll that tape.
And it's kind of like got another second syllable, preeclampsia.
Not only is this a really stressful moment for Angelica.
Preeclampsia later.
Soon he uses this moment to tell Jason, hey.
No one got that. No one got that. Never mind.
No one got it. Hey, Jason, I know you're on the way to the hospital, but they can only let one person because of COVID. I'm already here. Go home.
Yeah. Now, I will say, he couldn't really blame her for that because she was just taking her there. But I understand why he was upset.
Any other mother would excuse himself and let someone else go in.
That's probably true. Would yours?
It'd be a fight. But she would. She would. I mean, it's hard because
I don't know if my mother would.
Honestly,
I don't know if my mother would.
My mother would probably want to stay there.
Yeah.
But probably before we had the baby. I mean, I'll be honest. I'd rather have my mother there than probably my significant other. She'd be more helpful.
Let's be honest here. Let's have a reality check that you can't have children naturally.
What? Don't want to acknowledge that.
You can't birth a baby.
I still believe.
I've tried for years without any results. God. Good thing. God, if I could get pregnant, I would have had at least four right now that I've carried to term.
You would have, but the good thing about you is that you would have some kids that were in their 30s now that would be maybe giving you money. Maybe. You also, Angelica, they find out her condition is worse than they thought, and she could be delivering the baby in a day. Now, remember, Jason hasn't cleaned out his house. Like, this is all a shit show.
I think this may be a little hyped up because I know people who've had preeclampsia before. And you do deliver earlier than normal, but maybe it's super severe, but most of them aren't.
Hmm.
It feels a little, usually it's the mother who's the most dire instead of the baby. As far as I know, come at us.
I have no idea.
I've known two women.
You literally
who
made me speechless because I don't know anybody. So
yeah.
Anyway, y'all. I just want to say one thing. Jason is kind of, because they're all doing it on their phones. He's like, "This is the birth of my child, and now I can't go." And I'm just thinking, I can't listen to you talk about this serious moment because you have a fucking rainbow keyboard just like lighting up. Down,
and he's and the rest of the time he's holding his dog like it's a baby.
Yeah.
That's all I got about them.
Me too.
Stop it.
I can't. Yeah, we can't butcher that song.
The rainbow.
There's code.
No, Bluebird's hot. Y'all, we're in Hawaii. Aloha.
That man died.
Oi, aloha. Oi.
I was looking for that song, but I didn't know what it was called.
Aloha, oi.
You, hi back, but what's it called?
What?
You said hi. What's it called, though?
Hi back.
You said aloha. And I said hello.
Oh, God. That's a bad stupid joke. There's no time for dad jokes in this podcast. Whoa! Get away.
How many? You've been to Hawaii quite a bit, right?
I've been twice. I guess that's quite a bit. Newsflash. If you've been to Hawaii for a week, maybe 10 days, you've seen Hawaii. Jamie Silva's going to come at me, who lives there.
I forgot. There's
a lot to do. You have to fly around.
I went there once for only like 5 days, but my friend was running the AIDS marathon there, which is a really great marathon there. But we were broke as fuck, So we did like two things and ate McDonald's the whole time because that's all we could afford.
Why did you fly there again?
Our friend ran the marathon.
I know, Allie, but why did you go?
Because I don't think she wanted to go by herself and run a marathon. And I want to go to Hawaii. I was like, sure.
Oh, okay.
And you got a deal because it's with the AIDS marathon.
Oh,
like, it costs,
I see.
Like, it costs something crazy, like for four nights at the Hilton. Like,
so instead of giving money to AIDS, you got a deal.
I did both of that, actually. But no, it was like $600 for four nights at the Hilton in Hawaii.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
That's not bad. And so we paid for the flight. Anyway, I'd like to go again because I learned not a cheap vacation spot.
No, it's Hawaii's very expensive. It is
not cheap.
Very expensive. Yeah.
I enjoyed it though.
It's a magical place. Hawaii is wonderful. Yeah. But I'm saying if you think it's like exhaustive or inexhaustible for things to do, you're wrong.
No, it's actually I have one of my very best friends grew up there and lives in California now and it goes to visit, but she said no. I have two friends actually that lived in Hawaii and they said they could never live out there all the time because it would get boring to them.
Yeah.
So, but who knows?
I'm sure there's plenty of things to do. Once a lot you adjust of gay to guys, island time.
Yeah. A lot of gay men that I know don't like Hawaii because they said it's impossible to hook up in Hawaii. Like you have to be a really prodigious
not
whore
true.
Makeup to find someone to hook up with in Hawaii.
Not true.
Wow. There's Poodle. There's Poodle. Wow.
You just got to be good at your job. Got to be good at your job.
Wow. Only Poodle, y'all.
Got to be good at your
job.
He would
find the one gay man in American Samoa and fuck them.
No, you just got to find gay tourists.
Y'all, why did the volcano, what did the mommy volcano say to the baby volcano?
I love you. Where's the window I can jump out of?
Y'all, we got a new couple. It's
Amy
who's 23.
And Karina.
Karina, who's 44.
No, Amy is the mom. How do you fuck up?
Really?
Which one is, yes.
Oh.
How do you fuck up which one is the mom and the daughter with every couple?
I do.
Oh, Amy yeah. is the mom. Karina is the daughter.
That's true.
And guess what, y'all? If you put their faces, the right side and left side of their faces together, they look like one person, like some kind of fucked up mother and daughter Picasso.
They do not.
They do not.
Not
now,
at all.
I want to say that I don't even think they look alike. Nor do they
flourish, but
nor do they sound alike. Which
no.
why we'll get to this near the end. They have very different voices. The daughter has a lot lower voice
yes.
than
yes.
the mom.
Now, I will say the mom looks great. She looks really young. Like
yeah.
So you could say, I would believe they were some sort of sisters.
What's your general impression of this mother-daughter couple from like zero being...
It's hard because I'm relating everything to Extreme Sisters now.
I know,
which is
where
like
everything
20.
Is fucked up. I
so
know.
Everyone on this show seems like so, Angelica and Soon-Hee seem like a one compared to
on a Sarah and Lori scale.
Ooh,
they're like
smell
a 10.
Your teeth. Smell
yeah.
your teeth. They're a 10. I think that they're my first number. I think you're going to be surprised, but it's a 4.
Oh, mine's higher than that.
Really?
Yeah, because they have, there's trauma here that they've only hinted at.
I think Angelica and Soon-Hee are way worse than them.
No, but they're on camera fucked up. I think they're normally a lot better.
Here's the deal, though.
I think a lot of their stuff is performative.
I think, though, jumping the horse before the cart or whatever it's called.
Putting the horse before the cart.
Same thing. Amy kind of talks about how she sees a dysfunction and she wants to set a boundary. And we don't see that a lot in
yeah.
some of these relationships.
She's trying to, but here's why I'm saying it goes deep. Amy was basically almost died. And
yes.
there is this thing, the daughter moved to Hawaii.
This
with
was okay.
Mom.
Yes, this was in. I'll say so. When Amy got sick, she had a rare form of diabetes. I didn't know what it was. When Karina was 16 in high school, she dropped out of high school.
16, you guys. She's
dropped
been her
out of high school
caretaker
to take care
that
of her mother,
long.
Which I get it. It's
how's
like
that going?
It's
how's caretaking?
You know, it's the best thing that anybody has said to me about caretaking, and it's the most, because everybody says, you know, take time for yourself. It's so hard. Da, 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 da. And like today has been a bit of an exhausting day with my dad. But at the same time, it's like my day job boss says, who's done this. He's like, but what are you going to do? It's your dad. Like, and that's kind of how I feel. I do have this feeling of, you know, but I can say that with the privilege of not having a toxic relationship with my parent, because not everybody has that. But for me, it's like, okay, what choice do I have?
But I don't know if that's helpful. I don't know if that's acknowledging what you're having to give up.
It is helpful for me, actually.
Okay.
Because I acknowledge what I've given up, but it also reminds me that it's
it gives you an out by saying, what choice do I have?
It's more kind of like, it helps me, for me, acknowledge sadness and sorrow about this, but not wallow in it. But like, you know, I talk about this, believe me, I still see my therapist once a week, sometimes twice.
I'm just saying, if that, for some people, that might give them resentment when they say, what choice do I have?
I'll be honest, and I know this is a public podcast for people to hear. This still feels so close to me. I can't talk about anybody else's experience because I'm in the middle of it. So right. I can just kind of talk to my own and say, for me, it's helpful. If it's not for you and if you're upset by that, I'm sorry. But I do think every caregiver gets that when you're in the middle of it, you're in the middle of it. And it's kind of like external processing. It's just, I don't have time for it right now. That's kind of how I feel.
No, that makes sense.
I'm 42. I cannot imagine doing this at 16.
What you had to give up.
That is so.
It's also, and I know probably the daughter didn't have another chance because I don't think the father's in the picture, or maybe other relatives aren't either. But it seems like the daughter just said, I'm going to take care of you. And the mother said, okay, or I guess it's the only option we have. And
we don't know the situation. Yeah, we don't know the situation of who else was there to take care of them.
But this broke my heart, you guys, when she said that she started taking care of her mom at 16. So that means this girl has not grown up adjusted. That's just it.
Yeah, I definitely think of... I think, you know, I emotionally, when my parents divorced at 16, actually, it was very different because my mom wasn't going to die, but I definitely.
They divorced when you were 16, they didn't divorce at 16.
But I became more kind of the emotional caretaker of my mom, and I had to work on a lot of those things. I can't even imagine how enmeshed
if your mom
you get
got,
when your
if
mom.
If your mom got diabetes and you had to drop out of school and only take care of her.
I don't think I would have moved to California. I think that I could see how this codependency of being afraid of someone dying so much.
That's why it's a Sarah and Lori situation for me.
Now, they look like they have a fun life. They have 11 animals. I mean, they have...
Wait to turn it around. Y'all, they've got two huge dogs. One that I'm already concerned its penis is flopping around.
You get so... I knew you were going to talk about animal penis. It's fine. It's a Marmaduke dog. It's fine.
One that I'm sure the cameraman in every shot is say,
don't get the dog's penis in this shot. The dog's dong is in that shot.
Gary, pan left, pan left, pan left.
Snowball's penis is in the shot again. Snowball has a push pop.
Snowball, God damn it. God damn it. Cut.
Snowball is push popping. Cut. That's a full on orange sherbet push pop. Yeah.
Hey, I have some orange sherbet in the fridge. That's what my dad likes. So, anyway, y'all.
I love a push pop.
Same. So
not a dog push pop.
No.
Let's clarify.
I love a Flintstone push pop.
Yes.
So that's basically kind of where
I don't know why I'm thinking that dog's dick is in every shot.
Great. So they're taking care of one. She's taking care of. And so, but now they live together. They're in Hawaii. They seem to be having, we don't know what they do for work or really anything about their day-to-day life.
We just know they're super codependent.
And we just know that already Karina is... Karina's really not dating. Sometimes Amy calls and talks to her dates for her.
And she's 24 and she's not dating. And y'all, Karina is a really pretty girl. She's ready to date. She's 24 years old.
She acts like she's 13.
Yeah. And she's like, Mom, can you talk to my dates on the phone?
Like, and the way she's like wrestling with her mom on the, like, it's what you do when you're a teenager. I don't know if she has a lot of emotional maturity. But it's
weird. She has zero. I'll tell you that right now. So they're trying on their underwear. There's the kind of like familiarities we could talk about.
They switch out their underwear,
y'all. It's gross. But
I'm trying to think. I can't think of an instance. Maybe
where your brother
gun.
And you switched underwear.
Oh, I was thinking of my brother. But I was actually thinking
of your mother and you switched underwear.
A gun to my head possibly would make me put on your underwear that you had been wearing. And even then, I might grab it.
You know if they were mine.
And I would hold that just usually
yours
has
would,
holes
you,
in
you,
it.
Yours would just stretch out. You would stretch out my underwear.
Well, yours are so small, they don't even cover you. Y'all, I've seen Poodle's balls so much by being his roommate. Because his balls would just fall out of his skimpy underwear.
Nobody's complained.
All the time. I've seen.
Nobody.
I don't know if I could do
it. People ask for it.
They just switch out, though, y'all.
They just switch it out. One says, can you tell which one's about the sniff test? And the mom says, yes. Anyway, all this is surfacey, y'all. The real problems are in the fact that this girl took care of her mom from the time she was 16. And they're seriously codependent. And she talks to Karina's dates on the phone, imitating her voice in a very poor fashion. I think that's the worst part. And because Karina's got a voice down here. And Amy's like, hey, you guys, it's Karina. Want to go out for a soda shop date? I mean, I'm a cute little chippy.
Yeah.
And guys like, this is Karina?
They're like, this is Karina. But then it turns because then Amy starts talking about and saying, the mom starts saying, but I worry about that.
Oh, Amy's aware.
I don't have a lot of alone time. And she's young. She's at the age where she should be going out and dating. Whereas Karina's like, I just feel like I want my mom to date someone first because I have all the time in the world to date. Y'all, that's an excuse.
And here's the thing. Your mother has never asked you for that. And you are because you're so codependent, you're using that excuse not to become an adult because you only feel comfortable taking care of your mom and the world scares you. And you said it before, she's 13 years old emotionally or 16 when she started taking care of her mom.
And her mom is starting to, she says things like, maybe I enjoyed holding on so tight, but
this
again,
closeness is impeding growth.
It's
mom,
impeding growth. And
Amy
this is,
knows it.
And Amy even says, maybe this is not what she needs. Y'all, we don't hear that a lot on this show.
That's true. I think this couple is very interesting.
That's why I gave them a 4. Because in their first segment, they have way more self-reflection than a lot of others do.
Mom does. The daughter doesn't.
Yeah, she's in Candyland.
Yeah, that's why I gave them a higher score on the Lori donation scale.
Yeah.
That was such a hard season to watch, y'all. So every time their story would come on, my stomach would drop. Sarah, you're so sweet. You're going to give me a kidney. Sarah, you're the best girl ever.
Mom, smell my teeth.
Oh, we're going to go to like.
They smell like Jesus. And rainbows.
Why did that couple, mother-daughter couple, disturb me the most? There was something about them that made me feel so sad all the time.
I want to talk to that cameraman, Ron, that had to film her smelling those teeth.
Like, overwhelming sadness.
Yeah.
They were in Florida. And anyway.
Can we just talk about pizza?
Let's talk about Kathy and Christina, everybody.
Kathy and Christina.
We're at Pizza Boy Company. And Christina is caught up between her mom and Carlo. And Kathy is going to come in, and you know they're in matching jackets. Everybody, they're in our lovely matching jackets.
Pizza boy jackets.
Pizza boy jackets. And I must say, these jackets look so great on them, y'all. They're a fucking cartoon, and I love them. They're a fucking sorbet for this show. We need them.
Carlo's not in the frame yet. It's just Kathy and Christina, and. You know, I think we weren't planning on this, but this is way better. Way better. Okay, so as a reality gaze theater.
Who do you want? Poodle's
going to be Kathy. I'm going to play Christina and Carlo.
Okay, got it.
So
I can do, well, okay. You're probably right. I think it's good.
Better. It's better for me to do dual roles.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how your Chicago accent goes.
It'll be great.
We'll see. Remember, it's not New York. That's
it's
very different.
Fine.
It's very
anyway,
different.
Anyway, and
think morbid Western
in a pizza place with no windows because they're covered up with paper. And scene.
Let me in.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm here because I got a sausage guy. I got a sausage guy. I brokered the sausage guy.
We got a Carlo's got a 30-year-old sausage guy.
No.
You
don't understand. I have the best sausage guy. No. I took.
He's been getting this sausage for 30 years.
This was a personal favor. Personal favor. You know how I love my sausage. Mom, I love my sausage. Mom, I eat it every day.
Mom, I told you, Mom. Don't interfere with our sausage.
You know what? I need to feel included. I need to be respected. I need to be respected. Hey,
what's going on? What's going on here? I'm Carlo.
Carlo, I got a sausage guy for me. You're going to call this guy. It took me like 30 years to get this guy to deliver your sausage to you. And you're going to get here. This guy's the sausage guy. And you're going to be fine. His sausage is the best sausage. And you can thank me anytime.
Hey, I got a sausage guy.
No. This guy's the best. This is a respect thing. Carlo, this is a respect thing. This is a sign of respect.
Yeah, my sausage guy killed someone for me, so I need to use him.
You know what? That's illegal, and I don't support that.
I'm just saying.
My sausage guy's like killed 11 people. But my sausage guy's full on mafia.
How long have you been getting the sausage? Because I've been getting the sausage from... Like,
you know, I get
years
the sausage.
Guy,
I get the sausage. I've been getting the sausage from this guy for 35 years.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Does he
every
have a good...
single day, he gives me the sausage.
Well,
he
what
gives
do
me
you...
sausage hard.
He should come
he
over
gives
here.
Me sausage good.
No, he should come over here and let me taste his sausage.
You
have
know
you
what?
Tasted
I'm
his
bring
sausage.
You, I'm gonna bring you his sausage. I'm gonna put his sausage in your mouth, and you're gonna fucking enjoy it.
Oh yeah.
And you're gonna tell me, and you're gonna like eat his sausage. You're gonna tell me it's the best sausage you ever taste. And like, I'm going to squeeze that sausage, and the juice is going to come out of that sausage. And the juice of that sausage is going to come out, and you're going to really like that juice. Okay?
It better be a girthy sausage, because I've got a big mouth.
It's going to be girthy.
Okay.
It's going to be a very, very girthy sausage,
Carlo. I just don't think you need to be in my sausage.
You know what? I think you need to respect my sausage.
I'm going to plug your mouth with my own sausage. Mom, I'm just going to show you to the door.
I've never been shown to the door my whole time.
Mom, look at that. Mom, is that Gene Simmons? Look.
Where?
And scene.
I don't think we've ever said the word sausage so many times. I don't think they ever have.
If you did shots of tequila every time they said sausage, you would be fucking blasted in 30 seconds.
That was true
dying.
Method work that we just did.
It was. I was dying. Y'all, if you don't watch the show and you just listen to us, watch that segment. It is so fucking funny. I love them.
They're the only ones who could have their own spinoff show. And I pray.
In a second.
I pray Pizza Boy gets its own spinoff.
I hope Carlo's working out shirtless a lot in that.
He's a little beefy now for
me. Oh, yeah. Like you would deny that sausage.
It is thick, y'all. THICC. Thick.
Y'all, Christina.
I stick out my teeth like a horse. Thick.
She literally pushes her mom at the door, and she's like, she goes back to talk to Carlo, and Kathy pops her head in like a Muppet, doing like a callback, going, "I'll wait in the car."
Y'all, they have no idea how funny they are.
They're so funny. I love them so much.
That's why they're funny. They have no clue.
They're a light in this show.
Well, you know, the first moment she backed down the road to get to her daughter's house. I said, Poodle said, this is gold.
This is gold. So anyway,
that's the show.
That was the
show. Thank God for Gene Simmons and Christina.
Yes.
And her daughter Cross
God.
And Thea Maria and insert Italian name here.
Here. Y'all, that's it. That you can go to realitygazepodcast.com to our website to see everything.
Find us on Twitter at realitygazepod.
You can see our foodie call up. Our recaps on Instagram. We should have another one of those coming out soon.
Soon. Probably by the end of this week, maybe this weekend.
Hopefully. Soon. Also, y'all, you can come at us on Cameo. It's Father's Day's coming. Look, if you want a Cameo for Father's Day, like book it yesterday. Like, I'm seriously.
Yeah,
Say, hey, Siri, remind me to book a Father's Day Cameo with gay guys.
I'm super booked up. And for some reason.
Reminders.
I've had more Father's Day Cameo requests than I've ever had this year, and a lot of them make me uncomfortable. I did one telling a father that he's going to be a father for the second time. It was very special.
Oh, that's sweet.
I kind of ruined it by saying, yeah, you're all doctor.
Okay.
You slipped it in between the pads.
That's gross. Y'all.
That's a hockey term.
We thank you so much. I just keep going. But thank you so much for listening. Now, listen. We love mothers. We love daughters. We love their relationship. Y'all, and remember, if you're a daughter and you love your mother, Poodle, what's the way you can show love?
Lick her face.
Lick her face.
Thank you for calling out that sign off.
Thank you, sis. Lick her face.